relevance of the Tzom Asiri. So we're going to start. Does anyone want to read the psukim on the in source number one? Anyone want to read it? I know it's quite long, but this, you can read it quickly. Yeah, source number So what we just read, thank you. What's your name?
Zvi Weiss.
Zvi Weiss. Thank you for reading it. What we just read is the end of the Toichah in Parshas Vayikra, in the Sefer Vayikra, Parshas Bechukosai. And the way the Malbim explains it, and that's the 5777. So I'll start off with a question that the Shlach HaKodesh asks. Why in the future, after Mashiach will come, why will Asara B'Tevis be a Yom Tov? Why will it be a Yom Tov? What good happened on Asara B'Tevis that will be a Yom Tov? So that's the question of the Shlach HaKodesh. Okay? So now we have here, there's five portions, five parts, where it says, Ve'im Bezois L'Sishmu Li. This is the last one. The fifth one. So you remember 5777. And then the Malbim says it's the fifth one, which speaks basically, if you read the whole thing, it's about destruction in the land, destruction in Eretz Yisrael. And the way the Malbim explains it, it's 777, like it says in the Pasuk, Afani Sheva al Chatiseichem. So it's 777. So I'll just go quickly through the first seven, the way the Malbim explains, based on this, on the Sifra, which is for Al-Chazal. So he says, the first one is V'achaltem Psar B'neichem. That's cannibalism, which happened after Asara B'Tevis, when Nebuchadnezzar, his army, surrounded the walls of Yerushalayim. There was nothing to eat. It happened also at the second Churban, when the Romans surrounded. So V'achaltem Psar B'neichem, there's a story in the Sifra. There was someone called Doeg Ben Yosef who passed away and he was very rich, and his wife would weigh the son and give the money in gold, how much he was weighed, but then they got so poor and nothing to eat, and she ate her own son. So that's how terrible it was in Yerushalayim at that time. That's why we fast Asara B'Tevis. And then it says, V'achaltem, the second thing is B'sar B'nei Seichem, even the daughters. Then the next pasuk, V'shmatis B'nei Seichem, that's the third thing, that the buildings fell down and they had Avodah Zarah on them. And this is also a story told, V'nasatis Pigrechem, which Apigregel Lechem, there's a story in the Sifra, that Elion Novi was walking, I don't know whether it was the first Korban or second Korban, he was walking in Yerushalayim, no, it must have been the first Korban, not the second Korban. And he was walking in Yerushalayim and he saw this young boy who was starving. And he saw that he was starving to death. So Elion Novi says to him, do you want to be saved? Just say with me something. So the boy said, what? Say with me, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and you'll be saved. Elion Novi would save him. So the kid says, that's not what my father taught me. And he took out his idol, and he started praying to the idol and kissing the idol, and then he died from hunger together with his idol. So that's what the Medrash says. Minasatis pigrechan al pigre gelalechem. That's the third one. The next one is the golo nafshi eschem, which means that the Shekhinah went away from Eretz Yisrael. Am Yisrael started going into golos, even from Yehuda, not just from the 10 lost tribes. The next one is minasati es orechem chorovo, which is a remez to the 9th of Tammuz or the 17th of Tammuz, Machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi, when the walls were actually broken. That's when that's talking about. That's what the Sifra says talking about Zion and Yerushalayim. Borechem Yerucharova. And then it says Ostir Tzoritz, and it says the reason for the 70 years. That Rashi gives a whole explanation. The 70 years because there was 70 shmitas and yovels that the Eden didn't keep during the first Beis Hamikdash, so that's why there was 70 years of Churban between the first and the second Beis Hamikdash. Kol Yemei Hasham Otishpoi says Shalosh Oso B'Shem Seisechem B'Shiftechem Oleo. Then it's left out the Pasuk. Mashimoisi Anir Sa'oretz, that's Tisha B'Av. Mashimoisi Anir Sa'oretz is when Mashimoisi is Mikdashechem. Vashimoy says Mikdashechem, that's Tisha B'Av. V'loy Oriach B'Reach Nichoichechem, that's even after Tisha B'Av, after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, they still brought the Korban Pesach. Did you know this? After the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, because they were still had Tum and Tara, they could still go up on Har HaBayis, so there was times that they still were able, even after Churban Beis Hamikdash, the first Beis Hamikdash, they were still bringing Korban Pesach. Because till the time of the Mishnah, they still kept the laws of Tum and Tara, so they could go up on Har HaBayis, which my great-grandfather was the Oroch Laner, and Reb Hirsch Kalischer wrote to him and asked him, why don't we ask the Turkish government if we can bring the Korban Pesach on Har HaBayis? That's what he asked of, it's the first tshuva in Binyan Tzion, of Reb Oroch Laner. And the Oroch Laner says, B'shum Oifim, we're not allowed to go up on Har HaBayis, even according to the Ravid. The Rambam holds that it's Chayiv Koras to go up on Har HaBayis. You know, some say we know where to go, we don't know where to go, but it doesn't matter. We can't go anywhere on Har HaBayis. That's why the walls were built there, to show where we can't go. So this, we can't go into Har HaBayis, and the Oroch Laner says, even according to the Ravid, according to the Rambam, it's Koras, because it's still the Kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash is still there. Even according to the Ravid, it's a Chayiv Loisase, Doiraisa, to go up to Har HaBayis. And all the Gdolim, there's some rabbis who say you can, but all the Gdolim, Rav Avad Yosef, Rav Eliashiv, the Oroch Laner already, 150 years ago, says it's also to go up according to everybody. So that's a very important thing to know, that it's also to go up on Har HaBayis, because now there's some frum people going up there. It's a problem, because it's even if they do go to the mikveh first, and they know where they're going, people see frum people going up, they say you're allowed to go up, and they go up anyway, without going to the mikveh, So for sure you're not allowed to go up to Har HaBayis. That's one important thing we should learn from this psukim. So v'loy reach v'reach nichoichechem means, because Korban Pesach, it does not say reach nichoach. So even though there was still Korban Pesach, but all the other korbanos were stopped. So those are the Malbim says those are the seven that happened till the Korban, which is Asar B'Tavis, when he surrounded the walls of Yerushalayim, which is Shivos Tisha B'Tammuz, the first Beis Hamikdash, or Shivos B'Tammuz, second, and then Tisha B'Av. Those seven. The next seven, he says, were after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, which starts off with Nashimoisi Anis Oretz, because you know what happened. After the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, they still had the group of Yidden still living in Yerushalayim, in Yehuda, and Nebuchadnezzar took one of the descendants of David HaMelech, of the Malchus, Gedaliah, and he made him in charge. But then, on Gimel Tishrei, or some say on Rosh Hashanah, but from the Gemara's Mashma it happened on Gimel Tishrei itself, that's when Gedaliah was killed. So that was the last, and then all the Yidden who were left ran to Egypt. They didn't go to Babel because they were afraid that because they didn't make sure that Gedaliah wasn't killed, so they could be, and Babel was the ones who were making the war. So they all went to Egypt. With the Yirmiyahu HaNavi, he also went to Egypt. They went to Egypt. And so that's what it means, Vashimoisi Anir Sa'oretz. Now the Sifra says Veshomo Leo Ivecha Meyush Bimbo is a good thing. That's a good thing, because if you ever read Mark Twain when we went to Israel, what does he write? There was nothing. It was all destroyed, right? You've ever read that account of Mark Twain?
Innocents Abroad.
Oh, he knows the book. I didn't. Okay, Innocents Abroad. So it was all destroyed. So that's a Midah Tova, that the only when the Yidden are there can things grow in Eretz Yisrael, right? And that's today, there's a lot of growth in Eretz Yisrael because the Yidden are there. Which, by the way, the Malbim writes in Micha, chapter 4, verse 8, that before Mashiach will come, there'll be a Memshola in Eretz Yisrael. There'll be a partly Kibbutz Goliath, and there'll be a Memshola in Eretz Yisrael before Mashiach will come. You can look that up in the Malbim, who lived long before Zionism, before Herzl, and he already writes it. So the Malbim, it wasn't Herzl was the prophet, it was the Malbim, or Micha. Micha was the prophet. Okay? What?
Herzl did something about it.
Okay. Anyway, so then it says, Ve'eschem azore bagoyim. So this is really a bad thing that we spread out in the nations. But really it says it's also a good thing, because even though Yidden are in one place, like by Yaakov Avinu, is separated, right? And in one place there's pogroms, but there's Yidden in a different place, right? Ve'eschem azore bagoyim. But really what the Medrash says, Ve'eschem azore bagoyim, means that we're not just separated, but we also mefurad. We're not united. So we're not united, even where we're. So that's the problem. That's the we're not united. The sword of Golos continues, like even today, right? Now they use trucks. So that also, this is stronger than Vashi Moisi. Why? Because Vashi Moisi is a verb. Shmomo is a noun. So it's much stronger. So that the Mechilta says, why to say it again? Because it says, even from Oivar Vashav, even people weren't going through Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael was completely empty. Till Ezra started bringing people back, Eretz Yisrael was completely empty. And then even after the second Beis HaMikdash, why was the Bavli written, why was the Talmud written in Bavel? Yerushalmi was also written, but the people in Eretz Yisrael was much, under Roman rule, it was much harder. So those are the seven that happened after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And then, two more. Ve'veisi moirach bilvavam. That means there'll be rach, from the word weak. There'll be weakness in the heart. Ve'radaf oisam koil ole nidof. Even the sound of a leaf would make them run away. They'll think it's the enemy. And also on here, the Sifra says a story with Rabbi Yishar ben Korcho. They were sitting with his Talmidim learning, and all of a sudden there was a sound of the leaves, and they thought it was the enemy and started running away. So that's, maybe it was at the time of Bar Kokhba or later, I don't know. But that's the sound of, a small sound to make them run away. Oh, so those are the seven. And then you have seven that are connected to spirituality. The Koshlu Ish Be'achiv. This pasuk, the Koshlu Ish Be'achiv, this is where we learn out the Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh. We're all responsible for each other. The Koshlu Ish Be'avoin Achiv. We're all Koshlu Ish Be'avoin Achiv. And then the next one is Veloiti Alechem Tkuma Lifnei Veichem. You won't be able to stand up to the enemies. Va'avatem Bagoyim. You'll be lost among the nations, which means assimilation, intermarriage. Va'ochlu Eschem Eretz Oyveichem. And the land of your enemy will eat you. So the Gemara really says, Va'avatem Bagoyim, it's Ka'aveda Mispekeshes. That really Hashem is still going to look for us. It's like a lost object that Hashem is still going to look for us. Va'ochlu Eschem Eretz Oyveichem is like eating a pumpkin. So the Gemara says that even though you eat the pumpkin, the seeds are still there. So the Jewish people will still stay. So it's not a complete klala. Yimaku. What does the word yimaku mean? Hmm? Yimaku. What's that? Hmm? Disintegrate. That's how you translate it. Disintegrate. And then it also, they'll also disintegrate because the sins of their fathers, which means if someone continues, he doesn't do tshuva and he continues with his father's sins, then also disintegrate. Oh, now comes a very important passage. V'svadu es avoinom es avoin avoisom b'malom ha-shemolu bi l'afash ha-holchu imi b'keri. There'll be vidui. What's vidui? According to the Rambam, vidui is the source of teshuva. Vidui is when we say to Hashem, like the Sefer HaChinuch explained, we say to Hashem, we know that you see everything. We know that you know everything that I did. And now I'm going to do tshuva. That's why we say it. Say vidui. It comes also from the word, connection with todah. Right? When we realize that everything comes from Hashem. And then we realize, what's the word keri? It means when we think that something is a mikra, that something is just a happening, that we don't realize that everything is bashkocha, that everything, Hashem controls the world, that global warming is from Hashem, that everything comes from Hashem. That's what the Rambam explains. So here we learn out, the Mechilta learns out from this pasuk, because if you look in the mitzvah of vidui, it says it by korbanos. So you might say that the mitzvah of tshuva only applies in Eretz Yisrael. But here it says it also in Golos. The mitzvah of tshuva applies also in Golos. And then it says, and then Hashem will remember Zchus Avoy. So start off with remembering Yaakov. That's how the Noach will remember Yitzchok. Then you remember Avram, Mogen Avram, we say every day, right? Three times a day. Hashem gives the Pinta Leyid from Avram Avinu in every Yid. Now this pasuk mem dalad, v'ab gamzois b'yotzam be'eretz avihem, lo ma'astim lo galtim lechaloisom lo ver brisi itom ki anei Hashem lekeyem. The Targum Yonason says, this is v'ab gamzois b'yotzam be'eretz avihem lo ma'astim, that's Golus Bavel, lo galtim is Golus of the Haman, the Megillah, lechaloisom is Golus Yovan, lo ver brisi itom is Golus Edoim, ki anei Hashem lekeyem is ikus of the Meshicha. That Hashem will always remember us and will not forsake us. Hashem will remember. But what we have to do is know that Eila Chukim HaMishpotim HaTorahs Ashenos Hashem Beinu Bein Bnei Yisroel Bar Sinai Biyad Moshe. Like the Zohar HaKodesh explains, that a king got upset at the queen and he sent her away with a mashkin, the precious son. So the king always wanted to go visit, see the child. So he also saw their mother at the same time, and then they got back together again. So Hashem, even though he sent us away from Golos, put us in Golos, he gave us our Torah that keeps us connected to Hashem. And that will keep us till Mashiach will come. Because Torah is Loshen Rabim, which includes also Torah Shabbat Peh. Okay, so that's the first source. This has in here all the four fasts are hinted here, right? All the four fasts are hinted here. Now the second source, does anyone want to read it? It's much shorter than the first one. Any volunteer? Go ahead.
וסברו את חטאתם אשר עשו והשית את השמו בראשו וחבישו יוסף עליו ונוסם אשר אשם לו.
So this is the source for the, according to the Rambam, of all the rules of tshuva. Is this the Hilchos Tshuva that the Rambam starts off with this pasuk? So this is where we learn out the laws of tshuva. And like I said, even though this says it by karbonis, by specifically by karbon oshom gzelois, that's when someone steals and then he swears falsely, and then he decides to do teshuva. Mm-hmm. So he has to say vidui, and he brings a korban osham, and he gives back to the person. He gives extra fifth. So that's the source for the whole mitzvah of teshuva is from this pasuk. And like I told you before, how do we know that it's also applicable everywhere else? Because of the pasuk that we read before in Parshas Vayikra. Does anyone want to read the next source? Source 3.
Also,
Okay, so this is in the Torah where it speaks about the blowing of the trumpets, and this is the source of the mitzvah of fasting. Is all based on this pasuk. According to the Rambam, fasting, all the fast that we fast, comes from this pasuk. It's not a mitzvah d'rabbanon. It's connected. It's part of the mitzvah d'oraisa of the chatzotzeres, and I'll explain soon why. According to the Smag, the mitzvah of fasting is completely separate. The Smag holds that the chatzotzeres, blowing the chatzotzeres, the only mitzvah here is when you bring karbonis, certain karbonis, karbonis tibur, that you have to blow with chatzotzeres. Now chatzotzeres is a silver trumpet. It's not a shofar, right? It's a silver trumpet, and it has the loudest sound of any other musical instrument. So the sound is supposed to, that's what the Sefer HaChinuch explains on this mitzvah, the sound of the chatzotzeres is supposed to wake us up. So when we bring a carbon tzibur, it's supposed to wake us up. When we're fasting, melchoma, it's supposed to wake us up, right? So this is the source. The Rambam holds that even though it says that you have to bring a carbon, you have to blow chatzotzeres in the carbon, he holds that's just, this is how the Rav Shach explains it in Abi Ezri, the Rambam holds that that's part of the chelik. The Rambam does not count mitzvahs, the chelke mitzvahs. It's part of the carbon. It's a mitzvah in the carbon. So he doesn't count it as a separate mitzvah. He only counts the chatzotzeres of the tainis, of the milchome, of tzoros. It says hatzara tzor, which is all tzoros, not just milchome. Okay, so that's the source of all the fasting that we do, is from this. And we'll soon see what the purpose is, but that's the source. Now we're going to get to actually Asar B'Tevis itself, which is from Yechezkel. Who wants to read this? Yechezkel? By the way, I was at the Kever of Yechezkel in Iraq. Still says in Hebrew, Kever Yechezkel on the wall. So... okay, no one wants to read. I'll read it. Va'idva Hashem elai b'shona atchis b'chodesh ha'asiri b'osor l'chodesh lemur ben odom k'sov l'cho es shem hayoim es etzem hayoim hazeh somach melech bovel el Yerushalayim v'etzem hayoim hazeh. I think it's a little bit different than possibly. But this army of Bovel came to Yerushalayim on the 10th of Tevis, is also written in Melachim base Perkofei Pasik Aleph from Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu wrote the book of Malachim, and he was actually there in Yerushalayim. Yechezkel was in Bavel, but he knew b'nevuah. That's one of the proofs they knew he was a Novi, because he knew things that no one else could know. He knew that that was the day that Somach Melech Bavel El Yerushalayim Be'etzem Hayoyim Hazeh. Okay? Now, that's the... now there's another Pasik. In Yechezkel Perik Lamed Gimel, it says, Pasuk Chof Aleph, Vayi b'shtes reshona ba'asiri b'chamisho l'choidesh l'goloseinu, bo elai ha'polit mi'ushalayim leimor huksa o'ir. V'yad Hashem oiso elai b'erev lifnei bo'y ha'polit, v'yiftach espi ad bo elai b'boike, v'yiposach pi v'lo inalamti o'i. What does this mean? So we all have to learn Tanakh. We have to learn Tanakh. Very important to learn Tanakh. Try and finish Tanakh once a year, I think. The whole Tanakh. Once a year, you know, you do Shnayim Mikra Bechot Targum, you do a Perek of Neviim, a Perek of Ksuvim, you can finish every year Tanakh. Okay. Now, what's this talking about? So, it seems like there was no one going from after Tisha B'Av, when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, till the 5th of Teves, right? No one in Bavel, the Yidden who were living in Bavel with Yechezkel, they didn't know that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. They didn't know. Because maybe, like I said, all the people went to Mitzrayim, right? And they didn't, maybe they said, don't tell anybody in Bavel, we don't want a rebellion, I don't know what. But no one knew about it. And the polit came from Yerushalayim. In Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, it says, who's this polit? Michol HaMalach. Michol had to come and tell him. Michoel HaMalach. Why is he called the Polit? So the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar says that the Samach Mem, I don't know when this happened, the Samach Mem, when he, which is the Yetzer Hara, maybe wanted to when Hashem wanted to get rid of him or something, he held on to Michoel. So Michoel should save him. I don't know what that means. But anyway, that's why he's called Hapolit. And according to the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, when it says Hapolit came to Avraham Avinu and told him that Loit was captured, so Rashi says it was Oigmal Chaboshon, but the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says it was Michoel. It's called Hapolit. Okay. Now, what does this mean that Viposach Pi V'Loi Nelamti Oid? Because Yechezkel's wife had died a few years before. And after he died, Hashem said, you're not going to say any Nevuah. So he didn't say any Nevuah for a few years until this day, the fifth of the night before the Polit came. The fifth of Teves, that's when he came. Okay. Now, Tehillim Peri Pei Gimel, the Sfardim say this on Asara B'Teves, this Peri. Ashkenazim, if they were say Tehillim, there's a special Perik, it's Perik Ein Dalad. But the Sfardim say this one, and this also, do you know that the Rabbanut, Asvait, whenever there's a soldier killed, they say this Perik. That the Rabbanut Tzvait says this Perik. Some Kilos Ashkenaz say it every day, that's true. Especially when there's problems, right? Yeah. So I'll just go through it quickly here. You can say it with me. You say Tehillim for all those in Yerushalayim who now got injured. Shir mizmo lo'osov alihim al domi loch al techash val tishkoit eil. Kino evecho yemonim sanecho nosroish. Alamcho yarim usoid visyotsu al tzfunecho. Omru luchu venachide migoi v'lo yizoche shem Yisroel oid. Kino yatsu leiv yachto v'lecho bris yichroisu. Olei edem v'yishmeilim moya v'hagrim. Gvol v'amuin v'amolek pleshes v'yoshvei tzoyer. Gam ashu nil v'imom. Ho yuzroya livnei lo yitzelo. Aseilem kemidion kesisro chiyovin b'nachal kishoin. Nishmedu v'ein doir ho yodoyim en la'adomo. Shiseimo yinu divemo ko'ire v'chzevach v'chzalmuno. Kol nesichemoi. Asha omru nira sholono es nois Elohim. Elohai, shiseimo yich agalgal, kegash lifnei ruach, keish tivar yoach, elohovo telait horim, kein til defein besarecho, vsufoscho tevalim, malei pneem koloin, vivakshu shimcho adoino, yvoishu vivolum adei ad, viachpuru vivedu, viedu kiato shimcho adoino, levadecho elion al koloretz. And they will know that you are the only one above the entire universe. Okay, so this is Pei Gimel from Osof, who was one of the Meshurim in the time of David HaMelech, one of the singers, according to our tradition. I'm descended from the Shlach Kodesh, it's Horovitz, who descended from Osof, who's descended from Shmuel Hanov, who's descended from Koirach. But anyway, so it says here, the first Pasik is a caption, Shir Mizmor Osof, then another caption of what the parak is about, Elokim al domiloch al techrach al tishkoit keil. Three times using words to say that Hashem shouldn't be quiet. Hashem should do something about what's happening in the world. And then it says, what's happening? So you know, the Malbim explains, every time it says in Tehillim the word selo, it means that it's a stop. It's a new thing after the word selo. So you can look in the Malbim, or if you want to look in Das Mikro, they explain every selo, why it's a stop. But if you look in here, it's obvious. The first part talks about what's happening, that the UN, useless nothing, right? UN, is getting together and they go against your nation, against Tzifunecho. What's Tzifunecho? Those your treasure, Hashem's treasure. Let's get rid of Israel, right? And then it says all these nations. Some say it's talking as in our time. It was talking about our time. Look at these nations. Edom, what's Edom? Rome, the Vatican. What's the Yishmaelim? Mecca. What's Moab? Have any of you been to Jordan? Okay, there's a town in Jordan called Dibon, which is mentioned in Tanakh. And that's where they found the stele of Mesha, the king of Moab. It's to be the capital of Moab. So there's a lot of enemies of, a lot of enemies of Israel over there. Then, what?
Hagrim.
Hagrim is from Hagar. So it basically means all the Muslims who descended from Hagar, who maybe Al-Qaeda, you know, there's Hagrim. Gval, there's two explanations, Das Mikra, you can look it up. Gval is either a town which in Lebanon which is just north of Beirut. Today it's called Byblos, and that in the ancient time was called Gvol. Or it could be, it's one of the towns of Edom. And you know, Edom is, I've been there, there's a place in southern Jordan called Petra, which is the red cliffs of Edom, according to tradition. Aaron HaKohen is buried near that, I've been to his grave. It's called Jebel Arun, Hoyrohor, is right there. Okay, so that's Gvol. Amman, of course, is the main capital of what's the main capital of Jordan called? Amman, because that's where Amman is, the Amman was. Then Amalek. I think the Amalek of today is Iran, the mullahs of Iran. That's Amalek of today, right? They write on the missiles in Hebrew, destroy Israel, right? Pleshes. What's Pleshes? Plishtim, Azer, Hamas. What's Yoishvei Tzor? Where's Tzor? The Hezbollah is right there in Lebanon, right? And then you have Gam Ashur. Ashur, I've been to Ashur. Ashur is northern Iraq. There's a town actually called where ancient Ashur was. That's where the ISIS and all that. So this is all the ten nations. Says there's ten nations, the Medrash says. So Selot. Now we're asking Hashem. Now we, the second half. So that's Selot. We are saying what's going on. And now we're asking Hashem. Aselem Kemidion. Kesisro, Kiyovin, Benachal Kishoin. That's the story with Devorah, right? When they came and the Nachal Kishoin, which is a river that comes out of Haifa, it overflowed and they drowned, right? Sisro was killed by who? Yael, right? Nishbedu Be'en Doir. That's a place near Nachal Kishoin in that area, Megidoi. Place today. They still they know where it is, Ein Doir. Hoyu doimen la domo, be like, so it should be like that. She say moi, make them the divay moi. Oirev chzev, who's oirev and zev? That's the in the story of Gidon. Gidon, they were the two kings, two officers. Gazebach and Salmuna. Salmuna were the army, the leaders of the army in the time of Gidon, and Gidon ran after them and got them in the other side of the Jordan, right? Kol nesichei moi. Asher amru nir shalonu es nois Elohim. They say that the Kotel is theirs. They say Harabais is theirs. Moras HaMachpelah is theirs. They say Shechem, Kever Yosef, which Yaakov Avinu bought, they say is theirs, right?
So if we can't go on it,
no, Harabais we can't go on until Mashiach comes. Elikai, Shiseimu Chagalgal, Kakash Lifnei Ruach. Make them Kagalgal. What's Galgal? How do you translate Galgal? So it's like the way they explain Das Mikro. There's certain plants that look like a circle, and they're full of seeds.
Tumbleweed.
Tumbleweed, that's it. Yeah, that's the English word for it, tumbleweed. Kekash lifnei ruach, like straw. Get rid of them all. Ke'esh tivar yar, chalohova talait horim. What's chalohova talait horim is a volcano. Kein til defein besarecho, besufoscho tevalim. Malei peneim koloin vivak shoshim chashem. Yivoshi v'olam adeyad v'yachbri v'edu. When Mashiach will come, the whole world will realize that Hashem is the only one, the Hashem of Israel is the only one. Now this next source is from Dibra Yomim, and according to some Mefarshim, this next source is what Perek Pei Gimel is talking about Yehoshaphat. If you know the story, it says, Vayachrichein, what happened, Yehoshaphat, he went to fight a war with Achav. And then the Navi came to him, Hanani was it? Came to him and said to him, you should not have joined with Achav, because Achav is an idol worshipper. You shouldn't have joined and helped him, even though they were Mechutonim. Yehoshaphat was a tzaddik, and Achav was a rasha. So, but they joined together. So after that, they came on Yehoshaphat, b'nei Moab, b'nei Amoin, b'imoyim ha'amoinim. So the Medrash says, Amoinim was people dressed up like Amoinim, to Yehoshaphat. And they say there's all this coming. They came, they gathered by En Gedi. So here it says this pasuk, Vayiro, Vayiten Yoshov the spawn of Lidrash Lashem, Vayikro Tzoyim Al Kol Yehuda. So this is a source that when there's a war, you'd have a fast day. So you have a fast day when there's Tzoras. A source from Tanakh. The other source is from Miguel Sester, Divra Tzoyimus Vezakosom. So then what happened in the story, if you read the story, basically they all davened, and the Edom and Ammon and Moab, they hated each other, these different nations, but they gathered together to fight against Israel. But when they came to fight, then they weren't sure who was who, and they thought there was some spies there. They started killing each other. And they just killed each other. And then Yehoshaphat came, and they were blowing with the Chatzotras, and he says, let's daven. And it was really the children of Osof, it says. Yechziel, the grandson of Osof. So maybe he was saying the Tehillim that we just read, that's what he was saying. Maybe that's the Ruach HaKodesh for what will happen in the time of Yehoshaphat. That's what some explain. Okay? So that's the Divrei Yomim base Perikhov. Now, Tosefta Maseches Tainis. This is the end of Maseches Tainis in the Tosefta. It says, Oison Yomim Asidim Lias Yomim Toibin Yisrael. Those days, like Asor B'Tavis, will be a Yom Tov for Am Yisrael. Shnema Koyom HaShem Tzoyma Revi Tzoyma, we'll see that Pasuk later. So I asked you before the question, why will it be a Yom Tov? The Chidor asks on the Tosefta, he has a Pirush Chastei David on the Tosefta, Chaim Yosef David Azulai. So he asks, what does it mean, Oysam Yom Asidim Lias Yomim Toivim? There were Yomim Toivim also in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. Because it says when there's a Beis HaMikdash, it's Yesh Sholem. So he says, it's a Chiddush that he says, that there were not everybody, people so fast, people that weren't in Eretz Yisrael, people that were living in Chutz Lars that did come to Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, during the Aliyah LeRegel, they still fasted on Tisha B'Av. That's what he says. And then to the source. But he says, Chol ha-misabni olea bo'ilom ha-zeh, smeichin imo lo'ilom ha-bo, shenem ha-simchus Yerushalayim v'gilu bo, kol ha-yavel. You know that song? Sesuet Yerushalayim gilu ba. The words of the song are not the same as the Pasuk, by the way. They changed the words. Don't know why they did that, but it's not the same. Because in the Pasuk it says, simchus Yerushalayim v'gilu ba. And then it says, sisu, after that. Okay. Now this Tosefta, the next Tosefta is a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah in Bavli, and it's also in Yerushalmi in Tainis, a little bit different in both places. And I'm going to read from the Bavli. We'll start off with that. And this is the source in the Gemara for Asar B'Tavis. This source is it's in the Bavli Daf Yud Ches Omed Beis. The Mishnah says, because in the time of the Mishnah, they would still go out to the moon, you know, the witnesses, right? So they'll have witnesses who would see the moon, they would come to Yerushalayim. Even in the time of Rabbi Akiva, they would still do it. Time of the Mishnah, they would still go, and they would come to Yerushalayim and say, we saw the moon. And they did it really till the time of Hillel HaSheni, when Hillel HaSheni was the Amora who established the calendar. Lived in Eretz Yisrael. That was much later. So they would do the Kiddush on the moon, come to Yerushalayim, and then they would send out messengers to, the Mishnah says, and listen for Pesach, Tisha B'Av because of Tisha B'Av, of Elul because of Rosh Hashanah, Tishrei because of Sukkot, Kislev because of Hanukkah, and other because of Purim. And when the Beis HaMikdash exists, also Ir because of Pesach Kotan. So Gemara asks, why not Tammuz and Teves? Because we have Shibasa B'Tamuz and we have Asor B'Tavis. So he brings this pasuk. Kama Hashem Tzvokos, Tzema Revi, Tzema Chamishi, Tzema Shvi, Tzema Asiri, Yer Beis Yudah, L'Sosan, L'Simcha. So he says, Kolu Tzoyim, V'Kolu Sosan. First he calls it Tzoyim, a fast, and then it says, Sosan, V'Simcha. So it says, V'Zman Shiyash Sholoim, Yer L'Sosan, L'Simcha. Ein Sholoim, Tzoyim. When there's peace, it'll be happiness. And then Rav Papa says a little bit different. Hokkom is manchi yashon yiru lesosin simcho. Yesh gzer samachus tzoim engren samachus ve'en sholom rotze misanin rotze em misanin. So he says there's three different things. This is what Rav Papa says. Three different periods. If there's sholom, there's a machlokes rishonim here. But anyway, if there's sholom, complete sholom, then it's a day of happiness. Of course, when there's a Beis HaMikdash. If there's a Gzeres HaMalchus, let's say by the Greeks, there was still a Beis HaMikdash, right? But there was Gzeres HaMalchus. So did they fast then? So that's the Machlokes Rishonim, where they fasted during the Greeks till the story of Hanukkah, during the time when Antiochus was in Israel and they couldn't really celebrate in the Beis Hamikdash. And so then, so it's really up to the communities if they want to fast or not. So basically, in the time of the Mishnah, there were certain times where there was no Beis Hamikdash, but there was also Sholem. So you didn't have to fast. So that's why it doesn't say Tevis and Tammuz. So Gemara says, so why does it say Tisha B'Av? So Amar Papa Shaini Tisha B'Av Hol B'Uch B'Lo Boi Tzoris. Tisha B'Av they always fasted, even when there was Sholem. Because it says Tisha B'Av Chor HaVabayis Rishoyno Shniyo Nilko D'Beisar V'Nech Shoshoir. Okay? Now, so you have here a difference between Tisha B'Av and the other fast days, right? That's why Tisha B'Av we're much more machmir, because Tisha B'Av Uch B'Lo Boi Tzoris. So Tisha B'Av we fast 20, also the night, and other things. Now the Gemara brings this to Sefta. Omer Reb Shimon, Abo Dvorim Oyer Reb Akiva Doresh Ve'einan In Doresh Kamoisa. There are four things that Reb Akiva said to Drosha, and I don't hold like it. This is what Reb Akiva said. Tzoyma Revi, this is what day? Tzoyma Revi. What's Tzoyma Revi? Oh, no, the Gemara says Tisha B'Tamas. Sheboy Yuv Koir, Shenema B'Tisha L'Choy Shviyachsa Karov B'Ir, V'Roy Lechem La'amoretz V'Tiboka Ir. According to the Babli, in the first Beis Hamikdash, the day, and it says Pasuk like that, the day they broke the walls of the city, and the first Beis Hamikdash was Tisha B'Tamuz. It was only in the second Beis Hamikdash that they broke it on Shivasa B'Tamuz. According to Yerushalmi, even though the Pasuk says Tisha B'Tamuz, Yerushalmi says that they made a mistake because of the Tzoris, they wrote the wrong date. I don't know exactly what that means, there's different explanations what that means. But according to the Shalmi, Shivasa B'Tamuz was also the first Beis Hamikdash. Okay? Right? Tzoyma Shvi'i is what? Tzom Gedal. Gimel Tishrei Sheboi Nera Gedal Ben Achikov. Not like the Radak says that it happened on Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says Gimel B'Tishrei. The Radak says he was killed on Rosh Hashanah, but they couldn't fast on Rosh Hashanah, so they pushed it off. But the Gemara says not like that. The Ochlan Ebrings. Umi Horgoy Yishmol Ben Asani Horgoy. L'amed Choshesh Kula Misoso Shal Tzadikim Gesrei V'Aspeis Alekeinu. So to teach you that, especially that a Jew killed him, right? It was a Jewish person that killed him, Yishmol Ben Asani, who was also descended from the Melucho. He was jealous of him and he killed him. L'amed Choshesh Kula Misoso Shal Tzadikim. Especially when Gedaliah was killed, because that took the last fire, the last tzidkus, the last Jewish yeshiv in Eretz Yisrael after the first Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. So now Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, so he's asking, what should have been first? Because that happened first. So why does the Pasuk say it last? Right? Asor B'Tevis happened first. It says, he's going according to the order of the months. The months start in the Pasuk, start from Nisan. So you go in the order of the months, right? Vani. Shimon Bar Yochai says, "Me, ainio imekem. I don't say like Rabbi Akiva. I say different. Elatzoyma asiri is a chamisha b'teilus. Sheboi bas Shmuel legoy la shuk zayir shenema. Vayi b'shtei esrei shono b'asiri b'chamisha lechodesh legoloseinu. Boi la'atolit b'Yerushalayim leimu shuk zayir ba'osu ba'osu yoyim Shmuel ki yoyim sreifa." He's saying that they made the day that they found out that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. So in Bavel they made it like Yom Sreifa, like the day the Beis Hamikdash was burned. So he holds that the Tzoyma Asiri is not today. It was last week, the 5th of Teves. V'nirin Dvorai Midvorov. I'm better than Rabbi Akiva. Who was Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva was his Rebbe. He says, I'm saying better than Rabbi Akiva. Why? Sh'ani oim ha'rishon rishon v'alachroi nachroi. I'm saying it in order of how it happened. He's saying the first one last and last one first. He's counting it according to the months. I'm counting according to the months and according to the way it happened. So mine is better. So there's three questions we can ask here. First, Rabbi Kveger asks here, brings from the Chido also. How can Rav Shimon bar Yochai argue on his Rebbe? You're not supposed to argue on your Rebbe. How can you argue on Rabbi Kveger? Anyone know an answer for that? So the Chido says that he argued because it's only Divrei Agada. So all the Achronim ask, what does it mean it's only Divrei Agada? It's a question when to fast, right? So how could he say it's only Divrei Agada? So that's the first question. Second question the Vilna Goyen asks. We know that the klal, halacha kebasroi. We always follow the halacha according to what's later, right? So how could we follow here? Why do we follow Rabbi Akiva? Why do we fast on the 10th of Tevis? We should be fasting on the 5th of Tevis because Rav Shimon bar Yochai was after Rabbi Akiva. So the Gros says halacha kebasroi is only in the time of the Amoraim we follow Abai and Rava because they knew everything, so we follow Abai and Rava. He says it doesn't apply for he says that also, but he says even though it's Talmud Ma'akab Rabba, it was after he died, after Rabbi Akiva died. You can look it up in the Gra on Shulchan Aruch. He brings
today,
it.
Today, we shouldn't fast the Seroth Tevis, because at least it's Ein Sholem Ve'Ein Milchama.
Oh, that's another question. Oh, so that, because they made the Takana, that later on, they made the Takana that everyone should fast. It's Kibla Aleim. Kibla Aleim.
No.
Right, but that was then. But then Kibla Aleim. Kibla Aleim. And also, we still don't have Sholem. You can say we have Sholem. But Israel's been in a state of war.
Sholem Ve'Ein Milchama is also Rutsi Mitzanim. Yes, Sholem Ve'Ein Milchama, you could say
okay.
The Besmith is not built. Yes, Sholem, you said it means only when the Besmith.
There's Machlok Rishonim what it means.
In
right.
Tisha B'Av, we will anyway fast.
Even in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, some Rishonim hold that they fasted. They fasted during the Yevonim. When they had the Beis Hamikdash. But anyway, Kibla Aleim. The Rambam says Kibla Aleim. That we mekabel.
So it's a different din kind.
Right. It's a Roi Batzibur. Right. So the third question is from the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch asks on Sefer HaChinuch, he says, how could Rav Shimon bar Yochai and Rav Akiva have an argument? Couldn't they see what everyone was doing? It was after Chum Beis Hamikdash. So what was everyone doing? Were they fasting on the 5th of Tevis or were they fasting on the 10th of Tevis? Maybe they're fasting on both? I don't know. But that's his question, okay? So I think, this is my pshat, I don't know if it's true, but if you look in the Yerushalmi adds on just a few words, and that answers all these three questions. On this argument, the Yerushalmi brings the same Tisefta, and the Yerushalmi adds on these words. Listen to these words of the Yerushalmi. Adds on, Elo, Shebi Yehudo Mis'anin ala Maise, so it seems like this from the Yerushalmi, and some of the Mefarshim talk about it here, that in Bavel, for them, that Nebuchadnezzar surrounded the walls of Yerushalayim, that wasn't such a bad thing. What happened when Sancheirov surrounded the walls of Yerushalayim? Nothing happened, right? The whole army died. As a matter of fact, Nebuchadnezzar was one of the only ones that survived that. They all died. What happened when the Romans surrounded the walls of Yerushalayim? What happened? How did they survive? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai acted like he was dead. He went out and he spoke to the head general, who then became Aspasianus, who then became the emperor, and he asked him, what did he ask him? Three things. Yavnu Chachomer, Rabbi Gamliel, and a doctor for Reb Tzadik, right? So he saved the Jewish people. He saved the Jewish people, right? Rav Eliashiv writes in his Sefer, he says, the Gemara says that we only fast because of the second Beis Hamikdash. Like, that's why we do Shivat Tamuz, not the ninth of Tamuz. Says, what's with Asorah B'Tavis? So Rav Eliashiv says, maybe Asorah B'Tavis, the second Beis Hamikdash is when the Romans also surrounded the walls of Yerushalayim on Asorah B'Tavis. I don't know. That's what he says. He says, maybe. I don't know where he got that from. He thinks that's the reason. Okay. But anyway, we'll see. We only have a few minutes left. You have all the sources here from... but there, anyway, that would be an answer. If you look in the Rambam, see... So you see, it's a bit, Yehuda, there would be Misana ala Maisa. In Yehuda, there would be Misana for the surrounding of Yerushalayim, because that was the Motzer, B'motzer. But in Bavel, they fasted on the 5th of Tevis, ala Shmua. So what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is arguing, what did Zechariah, what was he talking about when he says Tzoy Masir? Was he talking about the one, because it says, if you look at the book of Zechariah, it says that they came to him from Bavel to ask him, when the second Beit Hamikdash was being built, should we still fast in Bavel? That was their question. And that's when he said Tzoy Masir. So is he talking to the people of Bavel that they should fast on the 5th of Tevez, or is he talking to the, about the people in Yerushalayim? So that's maybe what the argument is. I
have to look more into it.
Yeah. Anyway, so the Rambam, he brings in Hilchos Tainius and about crying out to Hashem, Torah Gdoilo, sorry. He says, so mitzvasesem in atur lizoik v'loriya b'chatzor ha'kol tzor shelo yovoi. So he says, he learns that tzara tzorer means tzoris. When the tzoris v'aroisem b'chatzoritzris. So there's a big question, the Prima Gadim asked it already, and that's from Moshe Feinstein, why we don't do it today. Why we don't blow with trumpets. So the basic answer is, and the Mishnah Berurah also talks about it, because it has to be certain trumpets, and maybe it's just in the Beis Hamikdash, and maybe it's just if it's a war in Eretz Yisrael. So there's different answers for that. And now he says that this is midarkei atshuva. Ketov etzor v'yizaku olel v'yoriu yedu akol shebiglal maseh moroim huralen. So they'll know it's because of their bad deeds. So he says, avrim lo yizaku v'lo yoriu lo yoimru dovel zeh miminego olam. It's just mikra. It's mikra. Mikra means it's just happening. It's just nature. There's something bad happening. It's nature or it's people doing it. It's not from Hashem. So no, everything comes from Hashem. Because if we go bekeri, which is the opposite, if we say that it's just an occurrence, v'olachti gamani emochem b'chamat keri, they say mikra is the letters rak me Hashem. There's no such thing as mikra. Everything is from Hashem. I didn't mention that the Orsameach, if you look on this parasha that we read before from Vayikra, the Orsameach lived before the Holocaust. And he writes that something bad will happen because in Germany they say Berlin is in we don't need Yerushalayim. Berlin is instead of Yerushalayim. That's what the Orsameach writes. You can read it. It says the whole thing in the Meshe Chochma. No, but that because of the Torah in Vilna. But the Reform movement, they said, we don't have to daven anymore for Eretz Yisrael. They took it out of the prayer book. They said, we're German Jews. We're not Israeli. We're not connected to Israel anymore. And that's what the Ursulach was writing against. Today, they changed. Now they want the Kosel too. Okay. So then, and then he speaks Perek Hamishi. We'll go to Perek Hamishi. He says, the days that we fast, Shekol Yisroel Misanim Boem. See? Shekol Yisroel Misanim Boem, Mipnatzor She'ir Ben G'day Lo'er Halvoves Liftach Shat Darke Atshuva. So he brings, Umaysa Abiseinu Shurikim Aseinu Ato, Atchegorm Lehem Belonu Oysen Atzoros, Shebezichro In Dvorim Eilu Noshib Le'etiv, Shenem Vispadu Savoyna Mesavoyna Boisom. So he's saying here, by remembering it and doing Vidui, we're doing Tshuva because we still have not got the Beis Hamikdash. We still don't have Yerushalayim completely. Half of Yerushalayim is Muslim. We don't have the Beis Hamikdash. So we're still supposed to fast. And that's what, the main thing what we don't have, is we don't have Achdus. If we would have Achdus, the Mashiach would come. Because we shouldn't look at all the people. New York has more Jews than any other town. I'm going to finish with this. Than any other town in the world. But there's so many Eden. Acheinu bnei Yisrael, our brothers and sisters, hanasunim b'tzora b'shivyo, they don't know about Hashem, they don't know about Torah, they don't know anything, and that's because they were brought up that way. It's not their fault. But it's our responsibility, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelozeh, to realize that we're one nation and we have to reach out to them. We have to do as much kirov as we can and reach out. Not say, Yehei Munach HaTshiyov Elio. We can't say that we'll wait till Elio Novia will come and then Be'eshiv Levov Salbonim. We have to start now, and that will bring Elio Novi closer. We could say Hashari Munach HaTshiyov Elio. But we have, there's so much assimilation into marriage. Pew report, over 70%. Everybody who has any connection to Hashem and to Torah has to do as much kirov as they can. Not say, well, I have to worry about myself. No, we have to worry about each other. We have to worry about, they're just as Yidden as we are. We have to worry about them also. Yeah.
Sorry, you mentioned how you say, I think so,
yeah. Okay, just let me finish, okay, and then I'll let you can talk to me privately. Okay, so the end of the pasuk where it says Toyma Revi, it'll be Toyma Asiri, it'll be Lasosun Lasimcho. It says there, Ve'emes Vasholem Ehovu. The purpose of fasting is Ve'emes Vasholem Ehovu. Purpose is to do tshuva. And the Rambam in Shemayna Prokim, he said, Perik Dalet, he says, he explains this pasuk. He says, Emes is Torah. That we have to learn more Torah. We have to have a curriculum. The Moshe Feinstein Paskins, that every Yid is chayv to learn Daf HaYomi. Because that way he learns the whole Shas. We have to have a curriculum. We have to learn Tanakh. We have to learn Mishnayos. Finish Mishnayos every year. We have to have a curriculum to learn Torah. Not just to learn, but to finish Torah. That's number one. And that's Emes, to know the Emes. And the second is Sholom. We have to reach out and realize that Emes Vasholom Ahavu is to reach out Ohev Sholom, Roidev Sholom, Eves Abrius and Mekabel Torah. And because that, we'll very soon, we'll have the... Which also the other things that happened we mourn for today that we said in the Slichas is on the eighth of Tevis was when Talmai took 72 Yidden rabbis, put them in different rooms, and he told them to translate the Torah into Greek, forced them, and there was darkness for 3 days because from that came the Septuagint, which means 70. That's why. And then the Old Testament, the Christians changed it based on the Septuagint. So it brought darkness to the world for 3 days. On the 9th of Tevis is when Ezra and Nehemiah died. And that's also brought darkness because Ezra is the one who brought Torah Shabbat Peh, who taught Torah Shabbat Peh to Am Yisrael. And it says, we don't know what happened on the 9th of Tevis. If you look in the new Torah, one of the Mepharshim at the bottom, he says, what happened on the 9th of Tevis is Jesus was born. And that's why it was a fast day. It's not 25th of December, it's the 9th of Tevis. So that's when he was born, which brought also Choshech to the world, because against Jewish people, you know. So this is all what we, it's all connected, because it's all stuma. It all closes off Am Yisrael, that closed off Yerushalayim, closed off the Torah and turned it to Greek. Ezra and Nehemiah dying, that's all connected to Stuma. Loma Parsha does Stuma. Why is the Parsha Vayechi Stuma, Vayechi Yaakov? Why is it Sosum? Why is it closed off? Why is there no break there? Because of the Golos. Because Yaakov Avinu forgot when the Geula will come. And he forgot when the Geula will come, so that's why it's Stuma. Sfasema says, where is the Psucho on Shira Sayom? There's all the Psuchos. Because that's Oz Yoshir Moshe. When the Shiach will come, there'll be all the psuchos, everything will be open. Like the Shlach Kodesh says, there's only one time in Tanakh where there's a mem stuma in the middle of the word. Does anyone know where? Very good. In Yeshayahu, it's talking about Mashiach. And where there's only one place where there's a mem psucho at the end of a word, which is in Nehemiah. Heim prutzim. The choymas of Eir were prutzim. So that's to show that when Mashiach will come, the stuma will become psucho, and we'll have, how will we do it? But the Shlach Kodesh says on this week's Pasha, Even though Yaakov Avinu forgot when Mashiach will come, but he told them the remes, if he osfu, if we gather together, he kopsu, if you take all the sticks together and you can't break them, like Yecheskel did with Yosef and Yehuda, you can't break the sticks when you put them together, that's when Mashiach will come. So we should all learn after us. Emes Vashal Mahobo, thank you all for listening.
Amen.
Thank you.
That's all, ladies.